Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Have you seen the latest episode of The Mandalorian? OMG, there was this awesome part where, Mando was all like, and then, oh my gosh, this character shows up, and I was like, what? And the music hit, and it was all like, boo-woo, boo-woo-woo, and at the end, they were like, you have to go find, oh, bro, it was so awesome. I was screaming. If you saw the episode, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, I wish I could tell you more, but spoilers. I don't want to ruin the surprises and the ending. So good. You know who didn't have any problem with spoiling the end of a story? Jesus. I was just reading in John's Gospel, and I saw in John chapter 13, and Jesus was all like, hey, one of y'all's gonna betray me, just saying. In verse 19, he said, I'm telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you'll believe that I am who I am. And then one chapter later, in John 14, Jesus is talking to his disciples about the arrival of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, and that for that to happen, Jesus would have to go away to return to the Father. And he says in verse 29, I've told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. And it's like right after that, in John 15 and 16, Jesus is talking to the disciples about the Holy Spirit empowering them to be witnesses, but that with that would come persecution and actual peril. But he said in 16:4, he said, I've told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you about them. Spoiler alert, Jesus. But it brings me comfort that Christ is not caught off guard by any of the events that were, from that point in history, still yet to come. It actually helps me to trust that nothing is out of his control and that nothing takes him by surprise. Now let's be real, these are uncertain times in our world, and to be honest, no one knows exactly how all the events and drama of this time in our history are going to play out. Well, almost no one. I mean, Jesus knows. And if he's seen the future, if he holds us and it in the palm of his hands, no matter what happens in this world or in our lives, spoiler alert, it's going to be okay. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who've been called according to his purpose. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, hit the subscribe button on that podcast player and then come on over and join the discussion at our Facebook group, the Nerdy God Squad. You can get there real quick and easy by going to nogsquad.com. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.